Good morning. Our second scripture reading comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 31. This is the response that Jesus gave after being asked why he only intended to show himself to a few and not to the world. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." The word of God for the people of God. To this we say, thanks be to God.
Please join me as we pray. Father, if you would, as we just spend a moment and we look within your scripture, allow each of us to open our hearts in a way that we hear and our minds in a way that we understand. And Father, as we just simply draw close to you today, we are thankful that you did send your Holy Spirit. For we ask this in your name. Amen. The rain I can keep up with, the sirens during prayer have got to stop. Ben, in all actuality today, I'd probably been better off just to have you let the choir sing that one more time and gone straight into communion. I am an inept minister to discuss peace. It is not a word that comes very easily to me. And I will say before I start this sermon that being the minister at Cabo Heights United Methodist has taught me about peace. One of the things that I think is so amazing is that we sing about it in so many different ways. I was thinking of today when this was coming. Every time the men meet, at the close of the men's meeting, they do the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. And we go through it and we say it. I think of the times growing up, as someone said, now you're going to talk about your kumbaya years. Yes, but we sang peace like a river. You know, I liked it because you could clap with it. And we discuss so many different things. And one of the things that's so frightening about this scripture today is that it says something that sometimes can frustrate people. It says that the Holy Spirit will be here with each of us. Many of us are scared of the Holy Spirit. Do you know why? Because we see other denominations and we think, well, help me, Hannah. If they're filled with the Holy Spirit, do not let that come upon me. I grew up where I did not have to clap to wake God up on Sunday morning. He was already there. I didn't need to shimmy. I didn't need to wave my hands. I didn't need to be a part of something else and forbid that I should speak in a foreign language. But when we look at where we're talking about, what we're talking about today is what eludes so often the 21st century church, and that is peaceful worship. There are three characteristics of a healthy church. Three. And this is coming from across great theologians to sometimes people that just say something. What are those three characteristics? Powerful sermons from the pulpit. We're going to work harder to maybe amp the power up a little bit. The next one is meaningful worship. When you ask the question, what is meaningful worship? 92% of the people surveyed said they felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then the last is a powerful children's ministry. I wonder where we are today. I think back through my growing up years. One of the things that was brought out as I was studying for this week is that the Holy Spirit does not come into situations where peace does not prevail. I can assure you of one thing. The second Wednesday night of the month at 7 o'clock at the church I grew up in, the Holy Spirit was not there, because that was when we had a finance meeting. And just about every month of my life, somebody didn't like something in the way something was spent. And heaven forbid that, just like when Elvis died and they said Elvis left the building, as I look back on those years, I'm sure the Holy Spirit left the building. Each of us strives to have peace in our life. I try. I'll be honest with all of you. I try really hard. But every now and then, I just reach a point where it'd be easier for me just to slap somebody and apologize to them than it would be to stay peaceful. There are times I feel like I need to just cover this whole altar with sand so I could draw in it before I say something. And what is duct tape best used for me? Just to keep slap across my mouth, because there are times I want to say something. I think back to the years where we wore those rubber bracelets that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? As I was looking at this, I thought to myself, why do we even ask that question, what Jesus would do? He answered it right here for us. I am going away. I am leaving in place the great comforter. I am leaving in place the Holy Spirit. Why are we not blessed people? When was the last time we asked the Holy Spirit to help us? Many of us want the Holy Spirit to be like Tinkerbell and flutter around us and help us like she helped Wendy at the end of a gangplank. That's not what this scripture says. This scripture simply says very plainly, I am going away. When I go away, I am leaving in my place the great comforter, the Holy Spirit, the presence of having been here. The world we live, does it ever have peace? In Birmingham, this year especially, celebrating 50 years of the civil rights movement, do they ever show a positive picture? Or do they show weeping, gnashing, fire hoses, angry dogs? In our own life, is there peace? In our own world, is there ever the good that occurs at Railroad Park, or do we just hear who's been murdered there? in our church? Do we strive for peace? Or do we like a little controversy? Do we want the Holy Spirit to be a part of our worship? Or do we say to the Holy Spirit, don't think we're going to do it any different, because this is the way we have done it since 1945, and if it worked in 1945, it is going to work in 2013, and if it doesn't, they can go somewhere else. Do we ask that question? Or do we preface what we say with prayer, thanksgiving, and with peace? When surveyed, Adam Hamilton said, "The greatest gift his congregation brings is the gift of peace with one another." In our own lives, do we strive for peace? Do we understand that the Holy Spirit is with us? Or are we an element of distraction? Or as a person said to me once before, are you holding the door open to let the Holy Spirit exit?